Is President Obama a help or a hindrance for down-ticket candidates this year? Well, it depends on where you live. Here in the Northeast, Democrats and at least one Republican running for Senate here in Massachusetts bending over backwards to tout connections to the president. In Montana, not so much. Incumbent Democrat John Tester is trailing Republican Congressman Denny Rehberg by a few points. Here's a Rehberg ad. It features two women, Linda and Marcia Frey, who are twins.
Having trouble telling us apart? Check out John Tester and Barack Obama. Tester votes with Obama 95% of the time. John Tester and Barack Obama. They may not be twins, but they might as well be.
Okay, we will have a John Tester ad in just a minute. But first, Mike Dennison, who's been covering this race for Lee Newspapers. Mike, just give us the thumbnail. It sounds kind of wacky.
Well, you heard that ad is about, that's the theme of the entire Rehberg campaign, pretty much. And I'm sure it's the same in many other states where Barack Obama may not be popular and a Democrat is running for re-election and he's voted to support the president. They're going after him and saying he supported the president 95 or 92 or whatever the percentage is. That's kind of been the whole campaign from the start for Mr. Rehberg, trying to attach John Tester to Barack Obama, because Obama is not that popular in Montana because of some of his policies regarding oil and gas exploration and other things that people in rural areas may not identify with.
Well, you mentioned that 95%. They had a debate last night in which Senator John Tester said he doesn't even agree with his wife 95% of the time. But this has obviously had an impact. That was the second debate. The first one pretty heated. Last night's more subdued, possibly because the Libertarian candidate, Dan Cox, was there and acted sort of a buffer.
Yes.
We want to ask more about his potential spoiler role in just a minute. But talk about some of the issues raised last night, because it's fascinating when we look deeper in the states. Each has its own unique concerns. John Tester accused Rehberg of wanting to end funding for women's health care clinics. What's going on there?
We're talking about Title X funding, federal Title X funding. This is the money that goes out to Planned Parenthood and many clinics around our state and many other states that low-income women can go and get health screenings, contraception, et cetera. And Rehberg voted for the House budget, which zeroed out this funding, primarily as to target Planned Parenthood as an abortion provider, although none of this money goes to fund abortions. That would be against federal law. Tester ran an ad accusing Rehberg trying to shut down these clinics, and had a woman who had breast cancer detected at one of these clinics saying that she wouldn't be alive today if that funding had been cut off. And Rehberg came back and said, well, I did vote for some cancer screening money, which is true. He voted for money for the National Institutes of Health, which has a program that funds breast cancer screening.
Yeah. Well, and I think he also said that it would double other, avenues where women could get care. But so that's an issue. What about, we saw in polls, 75% of Montana voters back the Keystone Pipeline. It would pass through Montana and could eventually transfer oil from Montana. Where are the candidates on that?
Well, they're both for the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
Oil and gas has been an issue, though, in that oil and gas is supporting Rehberg very strongly. They've probably given him, I'd say, 10 to 12% of his entire funding, whereas not so much for Tester. Tester is definitely not the favorite candidate among oil, gas, coal, and industries like that.
Well, let's move to another issue. It's one that would be curious, perhaps, for some people who are used to looking at banking through a certain prism. Senator Tester co-sponsored a bill that would have undone some of the limits put on banks in terms of how much they could charge merchants for debit card purchases. He backed the banks. Normally, it's Republicans backing the banks. So how has he explained that?
He explained it that it would hurt some of the smaller banks in Montana because they would not be able to get this income stream that is very vital to them. There's some question about whether that was even correct, because the limit or the ceiling they're imposing on these fees is supposed to exempt banks below $10 billion in assets, and that would include just about every bank in Montana. But they were coming back and arguing that we'll have to go that anyways, because we'll have to compete with these other big banks. And so Tester was doing the bidding of the small bankers in Montana as well, and that's how he explained it.
Well, and what's been the criticism, though? I mean, that's how he's explained it, but what still, how has his opponent hit him on that?
Well, the merchants in Montana who were for these limits on the fees, they've been criticizing Tester, and Karl Rove's group, Crossroads GPS, has been running ads saying Tester sided with the big banks against merchants, driving up all these fees for consumers, et cetera. So these ads have been running, I'd say, for the last couple of weeks pretty hard, with Tester superimposed over pictures of giant banks and these evil voices talking about it as being a tool of the banks.
Well, you mentioned the outside groups. You say they're having a big influence there. Tell us more.
They probably spent, I'd say, $10 to $15 million in the last 6 to 12 months in this race. And we're talking mostly on TV ads. We mentioned Karl Rove's group, Crossroads GPS, running ads every week against Tester, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, same thing. The money is probably more on the side of Reberg in these ads, although there's been third-party ads attacking Reberg as well. This is one of the top races in the nation. And, $10 to $15 million in Montana, that is
a huge sum of money.
Well,
yes, we want to actually, we mentioned John Tester's own ads. His campaign is bringing up an issue. Reberg initially filed suit against the city of Billings in 2008 after a grass fire burned up about 1,000 acres of his property. Let's listen to this ad.
Congressman Dennis Reberg sure doesn't take responsibility for anything. When a fire broke out on his land, Reberg sued the city of Billings for damages, even though the land was undeveloped.
How is that, Mike Dennison, how is that resonating there?
Well, it's hard to say. At the debate in Billings a week ago, Tester, at the very end of it, looked out the audience and said, okay, how many people here are from Billings? And just about everybody raised their hand. And he said, well, Dennis Reberg just sued you, or he sued all of you guys to get money from you because he didn't like the way the firefighters fought. And I don't know how well that went over. I think some people kind of perceive that as a little bit mean. In Montana, politics are generally pretty polite. But at the same time, Reberg must feel some sort of heat from this because he dropped the lawsuit last year, and he's also running a counter ad to come back against Tester on this accusation of him suing the firefighters.
We think in Montana, everything's always polite. We love it there. But just quickly, the third-party candidate, Dan Cox, the Libertarian, 6% of the vote. Just very briefly, could he be the spoiler? And which way would it go?
It's possible. We've seen some conflicting polls. Some say he's only getting 1 to 2%. Some say as high as 8 or 9%. 6 years ago, the Libertarian did make a difference in this race, and he could again.
And would tip it which way, just briefly, do you think?
He'd probably tip it toward the Democrat, because the people voting for Libertarians are probably more conservative and Republican.
Mike Dennison of Lee Newspaper, speaking to us from Montana Public Radio's Capitol Bureau there in Helena, Montana, on that tight race between the Democrat John Tester and Republican Denny Reberg. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.